The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just ducky.
Okay.
All right.
Great to hear it.
We are with Andrew Planey and Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. You should put a webcam on top of your building and see what's going on down
there. Yeah.
Something to think about.
There you go.
Right, there you go.
We get 20,000 hits a month on that camera.
Ooh. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. And check us out on social media. Okay, gentlemen, Andrew Planey, Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. I think the name speaks for itself, but if you could just give us a little brief summary about who you are and what you do, please.
Okay, well, we are a locally owned owner-operator home cleanout service. So what we pretty much deal with is people who are looking to clean out their home for any reason. We deal with a lot of estates, people who are downsizing, getting a home ready for a sale. So pretty much what we do is we go in, remove everything that needs to be removed, and that's pretty much what we do.
Everything? You don't pick and choose? Some cleanout companies.
It's a total cleanout.
All right.
And the plus side about dealing with Scranton Cleanouts is we have a way to value and then help sell some of the objects that are in the house. So rather than doing an estate sale where a company will come in and, you know, pick and choose what they want to sell. People, buyers will be walking through your house, you know, going through things. But when the estate sale is done, then you have everything else that's left. We go into the house and remove everything, get it ready for the sale. And we have a shop in downtown Scranton called On and On, which we can then sell some of the items that we take from that property. And then that drops the cost of the actual clean out. Sometimes even where the person's doing the clean out is going to actually make money from the clean out.
Nice. That's very nice.
Yes.
Is that like your claim to fame? Does any other company do this?
Not that I know of in the area.
Right now, I don't either. So tell me, what areas do you serve?
Oh, we serve the Scranton and the surrounding area. I would say within 40-mile radius? Would that be accurate?
I would say.
All right. And do you do commercial cleanouts or just residential?
We mostly deal with residential. Haven't done any commercial yet, but
it's something. I mean, it's an option.
Yeah. And how we do that is we go in first to do a walkthrough of the home and then give an estimate based on the time that we think we'd be spending at the property to do the cleanout. So we walk through. We're not really looking at items, sellable items or anything. We're just looking at how much stuff there is there. Is there a basement? Is there an attic? Is there a garage? Is there outbuildings? How many bedrooms? Seeing how long and how many people we're going to have to work the job. Are we going to need a dumpster? You know, that's something we like to keep as much as we can out of the landfill. But it over years, you accumulate things in a house where it has to be thrown away, you know. So we go through, we give an estimate, and then after we do the clean out, we assess all the items, and that's where we start subtracting from the actual cost of the clean out itself.
Nice. So we can talk about that later, exactly how that would work. But in terms of the amount that you have to do in a clean out, the size of the property, the items that have accumulated over so many years, how many people would you say you would employ to do a big clean out, a large clean out, say maybe 3,000 or 4,000 square foot home with 50 years of things?
Yeah, that's a lot of things. So we're going to need a little bit bigger crew than just Andrew and I. So something like that, I would estimate 3 to 4 people in the crew. And also this way we can get it done as quick as possible. We should move on to the next one after that. Could we try to also, with some of these clean outs, we are on a time deadline. So it's critical that we get in and out and get it cleaned and move on so they can either sell the house or it's already been sold. You know, so they can meet the criteria of the closing. So there is, a need for more people on certain jobs.
So 3 to 4 people, how long would you say that would take? A day, a half day, 2 days?
I would say our average is between 3 to 5 days, depending. If we could do it in less, that'd be ideal. But once we get into these projects, these houses, it's usually a lot more
than what you anticipated.
Right. We ask a finance company, we say, what's the rate? And they go, it depends. So it depends on how much stuff. Stuff is a nice word, isn't it?
Stuff, yes. Stuff,
if it's small things, or if it's large.
Things, right?
Or, if it's small, muscle.
And, you know, yeah. A lot of these houses, sometimes it's just garbage. You know, I've been in some of these houses. It's just...
Yeah, but
stuff
then
that
I
it's
think
unavoidable
about,
that it ends up in the dumpster.
Sometimes, you're right.
Right, and a lot of these older houses, it's challenging as far as the layout of the house.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting some of these steep stairs.
Little narrow staircases, and you say, how did they get that big thing
right
up there? They must have built it in that room, right?
Yep.
You walk in, there's a Corvette in the living room. How'd they get it in there?
Oh, I'll get that out, that's for sure.
Well, I think about pool tables a lot. Those are sometimes left behind by very generous owners and sellers because they can't get them out unless they have sliding glass doors in that area. But usually they can't get that up a staircase, right?
Right. There's times where we have to disassemble items to get them out and at the same time keep them intact if there's something that, you know, can be saved and reused or sold down the road. So we don't want to destroy stuff. So we're careful with what we do and, you know, we kind of handpick through the stuff. So we do look at everything to make sure there's stuff of value that gets saved and things that we can donate get donated to the right places. So
that's great. I think that's just fantastic. So, you know, there's times when you have to go in and do these things and you're careful with the items because they might be valuable or something that needs to stay intact. But also you have to worry about the property, right?
Hitting
the wall, going through the wall.
We don't want to damage the house, especially if it's on the market to be sold or already has been sold. So there's a lot more than just, you know, running through the house and grabbing stuff and tossing it. It's basically like moving someone out of their house, you know, taking the care to do so.
Right.
And there are companies out there that are more junk removal companies or hauling companies that will come in and just remove all the items from the house. We look that we're different in that way because we're going through the things. There might be boxes of pictures of important paperwork that the family didn't know about. And then rather than them just going into the dump, we set those aside and they're there for the family.
Well, time is money. I'm sure that's why they don't go through them as carefully as you, right?
Oh, sure. And sometimes it's just a situation where it might be that, you know, the house has been put up for sale and it has been sold. So they need to clean that out. And the family just doesn't have the time to do that. Or they're out of the area. You know, we've seen some houses that have been sitting vacant for years that the family just hasn't gotten to. And that's where we create the service. But then when we do find, you know, family heirlooms and pictures and documentation that the family might want, we put that all aside. Otherwise, that's just going to, you know, end up in the landfill.
Right. And it means nothing to anybody else but that person or that family member, right? And I had a house one time, and this is a true story, a long time ago, and the son lived in another state, and he was the only child, and the parents were deceased, and so he had to take care of the estate. He listed the property and sold it with everything in it, even in the drawers. And luckily, we found a buyer that was okay with that and went through everything in that house piece by piece and wound up selling a lot of the items. And there was some nice furniture, and some of that's in my house. Yeah. So, you know, and he didn't want anything. He didn't want any pictures or anything. And I often think about that. And that was sad. That was sad for the parents, and that's sad for him. But there was some sort of falling out, but he had to, and he never came in. Never came in to list it, and he never came in to go to the closing. And that was back in the day before we had DocuSign and digital signatures, and I had to overnight everything through the post office for signatures. Yeah, that's the way we used to do things.
We've actually seen the opposite, where we go in, the family can't do the clean out because they're so close to everything, but they can't save everything. You know, we've done before where they're like, well, can you put all this aside in the garage, and I'm going to get a storage space, and I'm going to put all this stuff in a storage space. And, you know, we have to deal a lot of times when we're getting these clean outs, it's because a family member has passed, and it's an emotional thing, and we have to be aware of that. But also, it's, you know, their loved one isn't in these things. It's almost a better situation to be able to take these things, sell them to somebody who's going to use them, or to give them to charity and let them have another life. I'm sure their loved ones would love that rather than sitting in somebody's basement or in a storage space somewhere.
Well, I have strict orders. My mom has told me over and over again that when she passes on, that she doesn't want us to sell anything. Just donate it. If we can't use it, just donate it. And she doesn't want that to happen to anything that she has in her house. And trust me, there's a lot in her house.
And if anything happens to me, don't donate the stuff in my garage. Sell it.
I got somebody in mind that I can call. So if that should ever happen, we met Sean Jennings today.
I know. I just looked at him when
and
I said that.
Sean has a background in cars.
I know.
Restoration.
This guy has got the... I wish we had TV for a minute because he looks like he should be on one of those shows on World of Trends. Yeah. He's got the nice hair, slick back. He's got the big chops. He's got muscular arms. Yes. He's got tattoos. This guy, you should have a TV show.
Reality show.
We'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Andrew, what do you think? You're up for that, right?
Andrew? How about a TV? You have enough time in your day to do TV, too.
Well, as Sean does have the look, and he does a lot of great work on cars, he actually has a YouTube channel where... He does that.
I do. I document my builds on my hot rods and classic cars and basically...
How about a shameless plug?
A shameless plug? Sure. If you go on YouTube, my channel is Iron Phoenix Rod and Custom. So be sure to check that out and follow me along with all my adventures.
So, and to deal with, since I took Sean on as a partner with Scranton Cleanouts, that really helps with the cleanouts also, because there's some people who hoard car parts and cars and
who have tons of garage that are are filled from floor to ceiling with these things and items.
Who are you talking about there, Jackie?
Mm-hmm. You should. That you obviously are not speaking about.
No.
It's helpful because he brings in that's not something that I had knowledge about, so that. Something that I normally would have scrapped, he would say, oh, no, that's a Fender from, 1962, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Like I like to head to the garage first and the shed and the basement and go through the tools and any equipment or car-related items that might have some value that we can repurpose or send on to somewhere else. But it works good because Andrew has his specialty with the furniture and antiques and vintage and I have my expertise with the mechanical side of things we find, like I said, cars, related parts, and basic tools, which we always find in the houses. So
we've got quite a great
partnership between the two of us.
Right, right. Wonderful. All right. So you go within 40 miles of Scranton, and that's where you serve. You do residential, mostly, cleanouts. You don't just do them for foreclosures. You do them for any of life situations that would need a clean out, right? So when do you prefer to do the clean out? Before the house is put on the market? Before a closing? What is your preference? Do you have one?
We're really dealing with the client at that point. A lot of times the realtor involved, it might be a house that might be oversized furniture that's making the room look small. It might just be an overloading of items. So it would be good to have the clean out before photos are taken for the sale. We would not like to be rushed. So if we could do a clean out, you know, before the sale of the house, but
2 days, is that enough time?
It depends.
I'm kidding. No.
It depends about the size,
stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's because it could some basements. I don't know how your basement looks, but some basements can be full to the brim, and so
our basement is fine. It's our garages that have a severe problem.
It's only one garage that has a problem.
No, all of them.
You haven't been in all of them. You haven't been at the other one. No,
okay.
I can name it. Uh-huh. I can read the address off. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we do have an opening this afternoon. I could come by and clean out your garage.
I don't have anything in the garage. Just
Sean,
some tools.
And
I think they would roll it right
Sean
out. Because I got the big chest right down
today,
the ramp. There it goes.
Yes, we have a full packed afternoon. Don't worry where I am. I'm taking care of things.
I'll get the U-Haul truck.
Don't listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or call it the police.
No, our basement is fine, but my mom's not so fine. Yeah. So those are that's what the future holds, I think, getting ready.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's sad, but.
It is. It's going to be hard. I think about
that. Yeah, when my parents passed away, we had the house and.
Your mother was not a collector
or saver. No, she was not a collector, but there were boxes and boxes of pictures and documents. And my sister is very meticulous. She went through all of that stuff. We found the documentation from my grandparents' citizenship papers when they came over, pictures of family that were, old when my father, when they were children, and all stuff like that. But lots of times when you call the clean out company, the other guys who just come with the dumpster, all of that stuff just goes. It's pitch. But some of that stuff, we have it framed. We have it in my kitchen. A lot of that stuff, it's got value to me.
Sure.
And it's funny because the documentation, the citizenship papers, they're in Gaelic and English because they're from Ireland and it's like 100 years ago. So
I'm sure you come across some really neat, nifty things in your travels, right?
It's the history.
Right. Andrew Planey, Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Best way to get in touch with us would be calling 570-591-1582. You can also find us on the web at scrantoncleanouts.com.
Right. And I want to talk about, you mentioned On and On, right?
Yeah.
So you are a co-owner in On and On. With whom?
My partner, Megan Passamato.
And what is On and On? Where is On and On?
On and On is at 1138 Kapaus Avenue in the Pine Brook section of Scranton. We are a marketplace of vintage and handmade. So we have over 60 vendors that are selling anything that they either make themselves or they vend. So they'll go to estate sales or flea markets and really kind of select different things, clean them up, and sell them there. So
it's an old warehouse. It has two floors. Did you open any other floors? No. Okay. And it is how many square feet?
We're a little over, I think, 7,000 square feet.
And it's
full of stuff.
Full of stuff, treasures of the past.
It's like walking into a museum.
Uh-huh.
That's for sale.
It's fun.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
It's great because with the cleanout service, that gives us a way to get some of that stuff that's in the store. Like, right now we have some beautiful antique furniture. It's
Do you still have the clothing, the vintage clothing? Yeah.
Vintage clothing is
hot.
That's very hot right now.
And how about records, vinyl?
Records, that's one thing that we do buy through the On and On.
Mm-hmm.
We buy single records or record collections.
Is there a market for that? People like them?
Very big.
Yeah.
What did you listen to when?
Yeah, people would be very surprised what my preference is. I don't know if I'm willing to say it on the air. But Led Zeppelin was my favorite, and a close second is Queen. Yeah, and I'm amazed because when we go to Manhattan and Brooklyn and those places, and I see those shops, I run into them. Not that I'm going to buy anything, but I look, no Led Zeppelin. No Queen.
Do you have a record player?
My son does. Oh. Yeah. No, I listen to Pandora. Sorry, Old Gold Media Group. And I have Sirius in the car. So, and I get a little alert when these songs are on, you know, so it bings, it drives my husband and my son wild. And my husband tries to tell my son to ignore it, right? Ignore that notification. I hear it and I turn it all the way up.
Well, you just come by the On, and we'll have some Led Zeppelin and Queen for
all
you.
All right. Put it aside for me.
Got it.
All right. And across the street, you have Retro Cafe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Coffee shop. We do breakfast sandwiches. We do lunch sandwiches, but mostly like just different coffee drinks. It's a great little part of the neighborhood.
It is. And it's fun. And it's so nice. You did a great job with that, too.
Thank you.
All right. We're headed towards the break before we go, Pat.
Yes. Oh, did you mention that you have a location in Milwaukee?
Oh, yes. For our listeners out there that travel to Milwaukee often.
Yeah, anybody who's in Milwaukee, there's another On out there. So right. Andrew really is doing a lot of nothing. He just sits around all day watching Oprah and eating bonbons.
Is Oprah on anymore?
I don't know. He's a very busy man. All right, we have a 4-bedroom home at 811 West Grove Street in Taylor for $239,000. This home, it's been updated with a large eat-in kitchen with quartz countertops. It has updated wiring, siding, a bathroom, and a laundry room. This home has beautiful hardwood floors, a large fenced-in yard with alley access, and a covered front and a covered rear porch. That's a beautifully updated 4-bedroom home at 811 West Grove Street in Taylor for $239,000. And that's listed by Stacey Granza of our office.
Thank you. We'd like to welcome Joseph Pilato to our office. For the past 15 years, Joseph Pilato has proudly served his community as the operator and owner of Pilato's Lawn Care, working closely with homeowners and properties each and every day. That experience sparked an interest in real estate and inspired him to take the next step. So he's helping people not just maintain their homes, but also buy and sell them too. Real estate gives Joseph another incredible opportunity to serve his community. He's big into community service, not just for his own good, but for the highest good of all. He brings a hands-on knowledge of the area's local neighborhoods, a deep appreciation for the value of homeownership, and a strong commitment to meeting and exceeding his clients' expectations. His goal is simple: to give you 121% effort, attention, and care, whether you're buying your first home, selling your current one, or making a fresh start. If you're ready to make a move, Joseph Pilato is ready to help you every step of the way. Visit josephpilato.com. That's PILATO.com. Or call him 570-687-3332. Keep tuned in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 FM The Talker will return shortly after a very brief break.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Picking up where we left off, this is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Andrew Planey and Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. Great discussion today, guys. And what types of junk do you remove and don't you remove? Do you do appliances, furniture, construction debris? Will you take care of that stuff?
Yeah, we do mostly all of that, the furniture, the home furnishings. What we wouldn't do is anything that's still physically part of the house, like some appliance such as like maybe a dishwasher or built-in. A lot of these old houses have built-in shelving units or, you know, incorporated pieces of furniture where it's part of the house. So things of that nature, we don't. But for the most part, we'll take anything that's loose in the house, construction debris.
Old TVs.
Yeah, that's it. And there's way that's, you know, we properly dispose of all that, including, you know, your house paints, latex and all that. We go through all the proper channels to make sure that's all taken care of in the right way.
How about firearms?
Firearms, yes, all that. And again, go through the proper channels to make sure it goes in the right hands. So we pretty much, when you need the house cleaned, it's going to be emptied out to where it's ready for photos to be resold or a realtor or for the new homeowner.
Okay. So what items do most people think have value that don't, and vice versa?
Well, it's always changing.
Right.
It's the big thing that we see when people are cleaning out a house themselves. They're keeping stuff for us. And they're like, oh, we already got rid of a dumpster worth of stuff. We say to people who, before they do that, don't do that. Because the things that you don't think have value do now. Like we were saying, records. A lot of people, CDs are starting to go up in value. Who would have thought that would happen?
No, never.
Clothing, we talked about earlier.
Vintage, yeah.
You're looking, but vintage now is the 2000s. It's 1990s. One of our vendors at On and On sold a Disney T-shirt from 1989 that had Winnie the Pooh playing golf on it. I think they got like $42 for that. So it's just stuff that used to be, you know, something we would just give to, you know, Friends of the Poor, Salvation Army. Now it has value. But then other things have gone down in value.
Pianos and dining room sets. A lot of people think they have value, but do they?
No, dining room sets, hutches, people, china. You know, something that might have been grandma's, but who sits down for a proper meal these days? They just don't use it.
When I got married, it was Lennox and Waterford, but no more, right?
No, and then a lot of things that might have been saved over the years, sewing machines, people always hold on to those, and that's our big point with Scranton Cleanouts. Call us before you start doing anything. Let us go in there and because we know with On and On, we've had that for 10 years. We know the trends of what's going, being
what's
worth
in, what's
more.
Not.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. And we had an auctioneer 14 years ago on the show that said, don't clean out those drawers. In those drawers, there are things that you don't know that people want and it will pay you a lot of money for. So that's good advice. Bring you in first.
And any personal items, like I said, we put aside. So if we find grandpa's old driver's license or a letter that he sent somebody during the war, that's
frame
all
that
things
stuff
that
for
we
a family
set aside.
Member, right?
Yeah.
Andrew Planey, Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. How does someone get in touch with Scranton Cleanouts, please?
You could reach us at 570-591-1582. You can also check us out on the web at scrantoncleanouts.com.
Thank you, guys. Would you come back next week?
Love sure to. Would.
We have a lovely 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 394 North Kaiser Avenue in Scranton for $244,000. This 1,600 square foot home has plenty of updates, including a newly renovated kitchen and bath, and has a fully finished basement with a family room that could also be used as a home office. This home also has a sunroom, a one-car detached garage, and a fully fenced-in rear yard, perfect for the kids or the pets.
That's an updated three-bedroom, two-bath home with a garage at 394 North Kaiser Avenue in Scranton for $244,000. And that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 The Talker.